Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Yes, this is Sandra Chestnut. My cap extension 136. Somebody keep hanging the phone up on me. Extension 136. I want to speak to the coordinator.
I'm from admissions department. I'm the admissions representative. This is Cindy speaking.
Say that again. Who speak? My name is Sandra Chestnut. Can I have extension 136, please?
This is the extension that you're calling.
Okay, well, I'm calling behind what the lady you guys sent yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She was a real big, big lady. I have a chair that would go up and down the steps. She couldn't even get up the steps. My granddaughter had to take the chair and put it all, make it go almost all the way downstairs for her to get upstairs. She's not a good fit for me because it's things that she should be doing. And she didn't, I had to ask her, you know, certain things. But she's too heavy. She's too heavy. And I don't mean to be bad at saying bad, you know, things like that. But I'm just being honest that I cannot, she's too heavy. And I don't want her breaking the little stuff I do have here. Very nice lady, very nice lady, but she's not good for she's not a good fit for me. Also, it's another lady that I had brought along with me. I want to change her. Now, last time I talked to the coordinator last week, she said she had two people. She said she had people for Saturday and Sunday. That's what she told me. So if she had two people for Saturday and Sunday, I'm hoping it was not the heavy set lady because I cannot deal with that. Hello?
Yes, I'm still. I'm just listening to you.
Yes, and I can't deal with that. The other girl, Tisha, I mean, I think they should give me the two ladies they claimed they was gonna. They said they was gonna give me. And now Saturday and Sunday, I'm looking at that, and I wanted to know, was that covered already? Or I'm going to be without somebody Saturday and Sunday. Also, I don't want the lady coming Monday. She want to come Monday and Thursday, I think she said. Monday and Thursday or Monday and Wednesday. Y'all have to get me somebody smaller, maybe a little older like she is, but not real heavy like that. I mean, she has a very hard time doing anything that she has to do. And it's not much that you have to do in my house. You know, because I'm mostly upstairs. But that's not going to work for me. And the teacher's not going to work either. I think I would like the two ladies they claimed they had for me. They said they had for me. And I'm hoping it's not the heavy set lady because that's not going to work for me.
Got it. Okay, so you don't want the lady that was there yesterday. It's Stacy,
no.
Right?
No,
Stacy.
Like Stacy.
Okay, you don't want to Stacy anymore. Okay.
And I don't want Tisha either. Tisha either.
Tisha. I just see like Stacy, Shamika, and Sydney.
Oh, I haven't seen them two yet. So are they supposed to be coming when Saturday and Sunday?
Will be Sydney.
Huh?
The caregiver that will be working Saturday and Sunday is Sydney Pratt.
Brittany, how you spell that name?
Sydney.
Oh, Sydney?
Yep.
Oh, correct. Sydney.
Yeah, she will be
okay.
Working.
She will be working Friday and Saturday, right?
Correct.
And what was the
Saturday
other girl about?
Sunday.
I mean, Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
What was the other girl name that you just mentioned?
It's Shamika.
Okay. Now,
but
can she work? Can she work
I
from?
Shamika, she stated for personal reasons she's not gonna be working. So HR is still working for another caregiver.
Who is?
The lady that will be working on Mondays.
She'll be working from
Monday.
10 to 12.
Correct.
I mean, no, you're getting me confused. The one that's working the weekend, that's Sydney. I got her name written down. Okay, now who's going to be working from Monday to Friday? To Friday from 10 to 12.
HR or are they gonna... looking for another aid to do that.
Okay.
Job. Yep.
Well, that, I mean, she had to work from 10 to 4, I'm sorry.
10 to 4, yes. In this case, the calendar, it's Tuesday, Thursday, yes, HR is looking for the caregiver. In this case, you mentioned it, that you have someone in mind, correct? To be
I
your
said
caregiver.
I don't want her working for me because something happened. And I don't want to be in trouble and y'all might say something to her. But something happened with my food and I don't want her working no more for me. Because that could have been important. And I know she did something to the food.
Do you have someone in mind?
No, I don't have anybody else because my granddaughter already working for somebody. But what is Sydney's phone number? Cause in case you don't come and want to call and ask what's going on.
Okay, yes. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's
609-533-5336-506-06. So right now y'all gonna look for somebody from 10 to 4, right?
Yes. She will be doing Saturday and Sunday. See,
right,
you
I know
don't
that.
Want Stacy anymore. Did you already spoke to her about this or not?
No, because I don't have her number.
Okay. I can,
that's not
I
for
can
me to
know.
No. Yeah,
I'm
you can let her
know
because that's not
yes,
for me to
do
anyway.
Yes,
okay.
I will do it and I will let know to HR to look as second caregiver, okay? To work from Monday to Friday.
Right. And just say, I don't know what to say. Maybe that the other caregiver, she's coming in. Just maybe because I don't want you saying, he's heavy, but just tell my other caregiver is coming in. She'll be doing that shift from one to just, it's not, but I'm just saying. Just say that to her because I don't want her to feel bad. I just don't want her to feel bad. Just so my other caregiver is coming in to that place. All right,
okay.
Thank you so much for everything.
Okay, don't worry, Sandra. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Did Stacy work today?
No, she didn't work today because I went food shopping, and she was asking what time I would get home, and I told her I really didn't know. So she said, okay. So I thought she had let y'all know. No, she didn't work today.
Okay, I just want to confirm that. Okay, Sandra, I will advise to HR to look a replacement for Stacy, and we will let you know, okay?
Okay, nobody will have you like her, please. Please, I'm not trying to be smart, but I'm just saying.
Nobody
I don't have time to sit back and talk about pictures and all this here. I need people that's going to, it's not much to do. I changed my bed with my granddaughter. Because I need to exercise, and empty my trash bag in the bathroom, sweep the room or whatever in the hallway, and that's it. And my food, I only eat breakfast and dinner. That's all I eat. I don't eat any lunch. So it's not a lot that a person has to do, but I think it was too much for her, for Miss Stacy. I think that was just too much. It's too much for her. Because she wanted me to come downstairs. And I didn't know she was as heavy as she was. So it's not going to be a good thing for me. But have a nice weekend. Thank you so much.
Okay, Sandra. My pleasure to help you. You too. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.